My call is on you. I've called you to this hour. Can you hear me? Do you hear me call you? It's me that's calling. I'm the one that's calling you. So willingly surrender my life, your life to me in everything that you do. For my call is a call of purity and a call to be separate from the world. My call is one to renounce all adulteries and to humble yourself under my mighty hand, says the Lord. For I am your King. I am the Lord, your God who calls you. So be united with me, spirit, soul, and body, in absolute purity and absolute righteousness. For I am a holy God. It's those who are my saints, who hearken unto my voice and my word, who I'm calling up higher. Don't listen to your enemy, the devil, Diablos, the father of conceit. He's the liar. He's the father of lies. He's full of trickery and deceit. But I have already given you the victory. I've given you what's necessary to overcome all defeat. So humble yourself and acknowledge that my word is the truth. My word is your way. It's a light to your feet and a lamp to your pathway. So let my light expose the dark in you. Let my light sanctify you through and through. Work while it is yet day, for darkness comes when no man can work. So walk with me, for I'm the light of the world. He said, my word is truth. It's my word of truth to give you what is right to discern from falsehood, from lies, from all the things of the enemy between that and my truth. It's all found in my word. It gives you strength. It gives you life. It gives you grace. It gives you all things that are necessary for life and godliness. It's all found in me, and I am the Word. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. I am the Word. And no man comes unto the Father except through me. I am the Logos. I am the Creator of heavens and earth. I am a big and mighty God. So act upon my Word. Stand up and be a light of morality in this dark generation. Stand up and become who I've created you to be. By my love, I have chosen you. You've not chosen me. And you are my disciples if you continue my word. You will walk free. You will walk above the lusts of the flesh. You will walk above the temptations of the enemy. For now you're walking with me, says the Lord. I want everybody to say this. Say, I renounce all sin. I renounce Satan. I renounce all occultic involvements. I renounce sexual sin. I renounce all deception. I renounce all forms of darkness. I choose Jesus. Jesus is my Lord. I want to live for you, Lord. I renounce hanging around with unbelievers. I renounce fellowshipping with darkness. I renounce believing the devil's lies. And I choose you. I choose Jesus. You're my Lord. You're my Master. I willingly surrender. Help me, Lord. I know that you love me. I know that there's something on the other side of this sin. There's more of your love. There's more of your victory. There's more of your power that I can win. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God. You're just going to have to trust me. Trust me. God's word means what it says, and God is real. If you'll just trust me on that one thing. God's word means what it says, and it's real. We gotta just stay free from sin. Okay? Just do it. I told you, God gave me a revelation of the judgment. I can't tell you how many people were in hell. It was just... And you know, some of the people there, I almost want to have an argument in my heart about it, but he said, do you think that I will compromise my word for them? That's what God has to say about it. Do you honestly believe that I will compromise my word to let them in when they refuse to fully obey me? That's how God feels about it. Do you honestly think I'm going to compromise my word for one person? For I am no respecter of persons, says the Lord. I show no favoritism. Anyone who does wrong will be repaid for his wrong. There is no favoritism. He cannot. You're not a special case. You're not a special kid. We're all supposed to be special kids. And we enter into that light when we fully surrender. So just fully surrender. I'm telling you, there's something on the other side of sin. We don't have to do it. There's something better for you. It's a bondage. The devil becomes your slave master. I mean, forget it. I ain't working for him anymore. Amen? I don't want to work for him anymore. I said, I don't want to work for him anymore. I want to work for Jesus. Amen. I want to work for love and do what's necessary to maintain my salvation so I can get the world saved. I want to get people saved. That's why I stay free from sin, so I can get other people saved. Because until you get it out of your life, they don't even want... He said that a tree is recognized by its fruit. Sin is a fruit. And if we're producing bad fruit, the world can sense it. They don't even have to see it. They can sense that spirit on you. And they say, that one's just like me. I can sense, I can feel it. They're not any different than I am. Amen? Let's be separate.